From Nation Media Group, this is Nation Reports Podcast.
I'm Cedric Isaac, or Cedric Shivonje. He was a person known as Paul Manyasi, but now the pictures were mine, so I started wondering.
We bring you the story of Cedric Shivonje, the mistaken KQ story. My name is Lily Sinjero, a human interest journalist with the Nation Media Group. If Cedric Shivonje had a magic wand, he would take his life back to what it was 5 years ago. He was a teacher in a Kenyan private school, teaching English and science. When not in school, he loved to spend time with his family and play football. He is an Arsenal diehard fan. On June 30, 2019, from his house in Kawangware in Nairobi, Cedric was watching TV when he saw the news of a man who hid in the landing compartment of an aircraft that fell 3,500 feet as a plane approached Heathrow Airport in London. The plane's flight records show that it had been to South Africa before taking off from Jomo Kenyatta International Airport for London on the early morning of June 30 that year.
Stowaway who fell from the Kenya Airways plane and landed into the back garden of a house in South London on the 30th of June 2019 has been identified as Paul Manyasi.
So far, no family has claimed the body of the stowaway who fell in London compound. Oblivious to Shivonje, a follow-up on this story a few months later would change his life for worse.
The body of a suspected aircraft stowaway landed just a meter from a man sunbathing in his garden. Police believe the victim fell from the landing gear of a Kenya Airlines flight as it came into land at Heathrow Airport.
Police in London have released the photo of a man believed to be the Kenyan who fell to his death from a Kenya Airways flight in June of 2019. This is in an attempt to identify the man ahead of an inquest into his death. The image of the man has been published alongside images of a bag found in the landing gear compartment.
On November 11, 2019, British broadcaster Sky News published a story that claimed to have found the missing pieces of a puzzle that would unravel the identity of the stowaway. On the front page of the newspaper, in an online story that went viral online, Sky News published an e-feed of the man and next to it, Cedric's photos. Sky News has since redacted the story. They say the man's name was Paul Manyasi, but the photos used were Shivonje's, a man that was alive and in custody for an unrelated case.
What happened? There is a girl who was claiming that I was her boyfriend, whereby she used to say that we had planned to have a family with her. She was really crying. What is she going to do? Where is she going to start from? Because I was someone important to her, but I'm dead. But now the question was, at that point, I do not have any girlfriend. The only person I had was my wife. She was saying that we used to work together at JKIA. Then even she said that one of the times she was the one who was supporting me. Because the kind of life I used to stay at Mukuru Kwanjenga was so hard. So mostly she used to support me with some cash, paying for me the rent. And even I don't know.
Dressed in a slim fit white t-shirt and blue jeans, Shivonje walks towards me when I go to meet him for this story. He's soft-spoken and monosyllabic.
I'm Cedric Isaac, or Cedric Shivonje.
He tells me that he hasn't always been like this. The story of him being dead changed him. He is a man still in deep thoughts.
I remember very well, 2019, first of all, was on June 31st. I was just in my house with my wife. At that year, I was staying at Kawangware. So we were watching the news, whereby I saw a plane which was from Kenya. We had someone who was fallen from it, but at that point they were not mentioning the name. So I did not take it like something, maybe it could be a serious thing.
So the shock, after that, the trauma, his name has been blighted. He finds it hard to integrate back into the society or even start a business close to his village in Kakamega County.
I was arrested, then I was taken to Chief's Camp. After that, I was taken to Mutangari Police Station. I stayed at Mutangari Police Station for 7 good days. Then I was taken to Kibera Law Court. Then after that, the cash bill and the bond that I was given was so high. I was given 200 cash bill. So my parents were not able to raise that amount. So from there, I was taken to Indasolera Remand Prison. Now it came on, I remember very well, was 23rd. Yeah, the 23rd, now November. It was around 9 at night. People were watching news. So, and I was just busy going through my novel book. And then my friend told me, hey, Cedric, are those your photos? Then I looked at them, they were my photos. So I decided to go closer to the television. So when I went there, there was a person known as Paul Manyasi. Paul Manyasi was 29 years at that time. The guy was working at the care as a cleaner. But now the pictures were mine. So I started wondering what was going on. So immediately my heart started arching. So very early in the morning, now it was on a Thursday, one of the welfare madams at Remand Prison, she called me and I went to meet her. She started asking me some questions concerning the guy known as Paul Manyasi. But I told her, I've ever met him, and me, I'm Cedric Chivonje. So even the news that are circulating on the media, I don't know anything. So the day ended well. Then at night, around 10, DCI people came there. They called me, I went to meet them, we talked around 2 hours. We were just talking, they were trying to ask me my life, the school that I started when I was still young, high school, after there, where did I went, up to where I was now at that time, what had happened. I explained to them everything, they went.
When the news broke in prison, fellow inmates started describing him, Maiti, to mean a dead body and a ghost.
Because even when I was in Indasolera, even I could not go to take food. The other prisoners there. So I was waiting for the prison in charge. He used to come every day in the morning, afternoon, then in the evening, so that I could go with him to take food. Because they were fearing that if I could go alone, maybe I could be poisoned.
Why would they want to poison
you? No, I don't know. Maybe someone can just decide to come maybe to the prison. But the intention of that person is not even, the intention maybe could not be good. Maybe they have been sent with people outside there because now they knew that I'm alive. So after this story, even there was no one who wanted to be with me, because just after that story, immediately after it, prisoners there, the remandee started calling me in my Kifo. So wakaanza kunita majina kama hiyo. So I started feeling like I'm not dead, and people have already started calling me I'm dead. I was not happy at that. Then also after getting outside of it, where I went, I was just in a compound with different people. The time I went to commit, because the place that I was taken is a place where...
After his release in December that year, he could not immediately be accepted back to his loved ones. But even after the cleansing ceremony, most of his relatives and friends continue to shun him. His ex-wife, overwhelmed by the rumors that she was married to a ghost, left him too.
Then now they told me, for now, you can go to a washroom, you wash yourself, you come and pick your things. You are going home for Christmas. I told them, how? How am I going fast? Because I'm just here alone, and I'm seeing most of these people that are here. I don't know them. They told me, your uncle is outside there with your advocate. told them, okay, it's fine. So just after getting in, I saw my uncle there with my advocate. They were just sitting there. So I was now happy to see them. So I went in the office, saw that my name Kanza Kuzito and I assist him for the poll. After that, they finished everything. Now I was happy that now I'm going to see my wife because I had missed her.
For how long did you not see her?
She used to come to see me there, but now at least just being with her, it was around 3 months. So I was very happy. I went to my uncle's place at Katiani. I stayed there for a week. Yeah, a week. Then they called him because he had already explained to them I'm supposed to go home for cleansing ceremony before I join my family.
What does the cleansing ceremony involve or why?
Because, you know, in our Luya communities, when something like that has happened, you can't join your family just like that. So it's we had some celebration. They always brought a sheep that is being slaughtered. You eat it, family. There you go to the washing room. At least the water is not natural water. At least there's something that they normally put inside. So that after there, you are now able to join the rest of the family. I called my wife to prepare herself. She did that. There we were at a center around 12. That's when we started out. It was daytime. So we reached at home around at night again. We did the ceremony. Now the following day, now in the morning, the only relative who came see me was only one who is in our family. The rest could not come. The reason was that I'm dead, because they were saying that we cannot go to meet a ghost. Even my mother tried to explain to them, even my daddy, my brothers and sisters, they were trying to explain to them, but no one was getting. Even small kids did not want to see me, meaning that their parents had already passed the information to them that Cedric was dead. Now he's awake. He's out at home. So make sure you are not even seeing him, because now he's a ghost. He's a ghost. I lost a lot of friends. A lot of them.
It has been hard for Shivonje to go back to a life that was before the incident in 2019.
Like that. So the time I went home, now things became so hard. They're at home. People are really, really disturbing my wife every time she has gone to fetch water. They are trying to tell her, you have been married to a ghost. This person died. Who is staying with him? Are you sure he's really Cedric? She was not answering them. She used to be quiet throughout. No answers. Alivumilia kabisa. So from March, April, May, June, July, then August.
Of 2020.
Now she decided to go. She told me she's tired of getting some stories that have joined Illuminati. But I asked her, we have stayed with you alone. Have you ever seen a sign of Illuminati in eye? She told me no. Then now the reason of you going, she could not answer it. So she just stayed at home only a week. Then again, now when she went like that up to this time.
In a quest to rebuild his life, he has since left the village for the city, where he hopes to start a new lease of life. Away from the people who knew him, away from the ghost of his past. One of the silver linings is that he remarried a while back, but he says that finding employment has been particularly difficult and has to depend on his wife for most of his needs. Shivonje had a choice of keeping quiet and letting time swipe away the memories of the Stowaway story, but he says that won't solve his agony. He is a man in search of peace and acceptance.
This podcast was written by Lily Sinjero. It was produced by James Mott, edited and engineered by Kevin Miner, our podcast editor. is James Mott. Nation Reports, only on Nation Africa.